Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But we're also going to talk about the secrets to having a blessed life. And oftentimes, I know, Pat, we've discussed this before, that, you know, a lot of people want to be blessed in their life, or they want good things to happen to them, you know, and many people go, you know, they do a lot of different things to achieve that, you know, and oftentimes, especially in our country, you know, education is pushed big time. You know, it's like, hey, if you go out there and get a college and get a degree, then you're going to get a good job. And, you know, they map all this stuff out. They don't tell you about student loans now. They don't they don't tell you that there may not be a job for you when you graduate and you're in debt. But that's another story. But it's all this type of things that you can do on your own to have a blessed life or to have a happy life. And there is a way to have a blessed life. I mean, there is a way to be blessed. And oftentimes when man gets in the way of it, we have our own idea. And oftentimes that doesn't end well. And you know, there's a psalm in the Bible where David says, I looked at the prosperity of basically the wicked and said, hey, how is this fair? How is this fair? What's going on here? And then towards the end, he says, ah, I see. Not all that glitters is gold. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, ill-gotten gain. This is going to come back to haunt them. You know, ooh, this was not good. And so you may be looking and seeing, you know, the wicked, if you will, being blessed and prosperous and say, eh, how does that happen? And what, you know, what's going on? And let me tell you something. I don't want any blessing. I'm like Abraham. I don't want any blessing that doesn't come from the hand of God, you know?
That's right.
And because what God gives you, and this is in Proverbs 10:22 says, the blessing of the Lord brings wealth, and he adds no sorrow. He adds no trouble to it. I mean, can you say amen to that?
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? He adds no trouble. There's a lot of people that are acquiring wealth and prosperity, but with that wealth and prosperity is also accompanies some serious trouble.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, it makes me think about, you know, before I came to know the Lord, that was exactly my pursuit, because it makes you that search for success in the world's eyes. There's always something more, no matter how much you have. And, you know, I had a 5-page list of goals.
Wow.
Of net wealth and material possessions and houses and cars and owning an island and owning a boat, because it's just like I wanted to be successful.
Come to the island of Steve.
But you think about it, that was success in the eyes of the world.
Sure.
That wasn't success in God's eyes.
Right. You know, and I saw a quote that says actually slipping me. I'm sure I'll get it. I don't want to butcher it. I'll find it for you before we get to the end of this program. But, you know, that's exactly what everyone is catered to believe that we're supposed to do, is like acquire all this stuff, acquire all these things. And then, you know, these things and stuff will make you happy. And hey, the whole purpose of life is just to be happy, happy, happy. And that's not the purpose. That's not the purpose. And you know what? Things can't make you happy. I think we've seen enough people in the news and in the media to show us and give us an example that, hey, aren't you a multi-billionaire? And like, why are you shaving your head off and going nuts right now? Like, did you really just say that and do that? Is that going on? Here's a quote for you. God has not called me to be successful. He's called me to be faithful. You know who said that? Mother Teresa.
Oh, wow.
You know,
wow.
God's not called me to be successful. He's called me to be faithful. And success in God is doing what God told you to do. That's it. That's success in God. Do what God told you to do. You're successful.
You're successful.
And so if you fall into the trap of what others have defined success and you're trying to attain that, then you're on a slippery slope. You're on a treadmill, and you're trying to get this thing, this validation in someone else's eyes, instead of seeking the validation in God's eyes.
Right.
And so, you know, the truth is that, you know, who wants a life of hardship and just, you know, misery? Nobody does. Nobody does. Everyone wants to have a blessed life. The question is, how do you go about it? What do you want? What opens the door to a blessed and a happy and a prosperous life? And so, you know, the word tells us that the blessings of the Lord bring wealth, and he adds no trouble to it. And the first thing we do is we got to start defining, redefining what wealth is. In America, we think wealth is like millions of dollars. You know what I'm saying? Hello, wealth is having food to eat. Wealth is having a home. Wealth is having good health. Mm-hmm. Wealth is having a beautiful family. You know, wealth is being alive and knowing Jesus. I mean, right. you're wealthy. We share these statistics often, but if you live in America, you live, what, in the top 75% of the entire world, 95% of the world?
Right.
I mean, we're a blessed land. The poorest American lives in more square footage than the average European. We're not talking about anybody, you know, third world nation. More square footage than the average European, who are our neighbors. Wow. They're like, we're on, you know, think about that.
Wow.
Which is huge. And yet, you know, I often say the guy that's always praying, oh, can I have more, is like when you hit a trouble spot, they're not satisfied with the car that they have. You know, it's like, well, I need two cars, I need three cars, and then the car that I have is not really super, super nice, and so, you know, it's a piece of, you know, whatever, junk. Until you lose that car. Mm-hmm. It's like, was I praying for a Lexus? Can you erase that? Can you scratch that off your page? You
I just want an engine.
Yeah,
exactly. Even if I don't have AC, I just don't have to walk.
Can you put them tires back on? You know, whatever it may be. But it's like, go through something and you realize that, hey, this doesn't matter. You know, you look at the folks that just gone through the horrific floods and tornadoes. Hey, they're not worried about that China said and that, you know, 60-inch television they bought, you know, or whatever. There's what matters, that their family made it out safe, that they're alive, and all this stuff is just stuff. And I hear people say that also, it's just stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to ask yourself, are you chasing that stuff? Yeah. I know it's just stuff, but, have you chased that stuff? And we have to have perspective and bring things in alignment, and we understand that, hey, where do we want the blessing to come from? Do we want it to come from our own hands and our own doing or any kind of ill-gotten gain, however way we can get it? Or do we really, truly want to have the blessing of the Lord in our life? I mean, that's what people say. I want God's hand upon this. I want God's hand upon it. Well, there's a way to get God's hand upon it. That's the blessing of the Lord. There's a way to get it on it. You know, because Jeremiah said, because the gracious hand of the Lord was upon me, the king granted my request. So when you live a blessed life, the gracious hand of the Lord is upon you. He's going to bless you. When we come back from this break, we're going to unpack this some more. We're going to talk about what are the secrets to living a blessed life. Everybody wants to live blessed, but there is a way. There is a key that unlocks the door to the blessings of the Lord upon your life. You don't want to miss it. We're talking about the secrets to living a blessed life and how, hey, there's nothing wrong with living a blessed and prosperous life and understanding that, hey, you know, we are already wealthy because we live in the United States, and to have a proper understanding of wealth. But, you know, and at the same token, there's nothing wrong with wanting that, you know. But the question is, how do we go about having a blessed life, Pat? How do we go about, you know, unlocking that door, if you will, unlocking the key with the secret to getting it. And you know what? Yet again, God's word has an answer for everything.
Imagine that.
And you know what the secret is? Here's the secret. Obedience to Jesus.
Man.
Obedience to
you
Jesus.
You had to go there, didn't you?
That's it. I had you, man. You were wondering. I know you were wondering what it was. That's the key. Listen, when we obey God, just things go right in our lives. When we accept him as our Lord and Savior, we acknowledge his word, his will, and his ways, and we conform to him, then things just happen to go well in our life. And Deuteronomy 28 really unfolds this for us because it gives us a list of the blessings for obedience and also as well as the curses for disobedience. Oftentimes people don't realize, it's like, did you ever correlate the stuff that's going on with your life right now as a curse?
Right.
And the curse is because you're disobeying God. Did those connections ever make it? And the quicker that people can make those connections, the quicker they can actually repent and turn to God and have their situation change. But if there's no connection, they'll continue down the same path. Mm-hmm. But this is what Deuteronomy 28 says, and it starts out with this, the word if. Hey, this is contingent, you know. If you fully obey the Lord, and there's no partial obedience of God, if you fully obey the Lord, your God, and carefully follow all his commands I give you today, the Lord your God will what? Set you high above all the nations on the earth, and these blessings will come upon you and accompany you if you obey the Lord your God. Huh. So right from the giddy-up in the onset, it says, listen, if we obey him, these are the things that are going to happen. Not only the blessings are going to come upon you, hey, they are going to accompany you. And oftentimes people think, hey, the blessing's in a job, or it's in a location, or it's in a city. Oh, they say, oh, you know, that city's not prosperous. You know, oh, the economy is bad there. Let me tell you something. If you're a Christian, the blessing is upon you and your life. You can go to the Sahara Desert and find a way to sell sand. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you can go anywhere, because it doesn't matter of the location. It matters that the hand of the Lord is upon you, and God will cause you to be prosperous and flourish, and he'll bring you water to that desert. Right. He'll open it right up for you. So he goes on, the word goes on to say, you will be blessed in the city, and you'll be blessed in the country. Well, there's nobody out here, and there's no industry here. And hey, listen, the blessing of the Lord is upon you. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter if you're in the city or in the country, it's irrelevant. God's going to bless you.
That's right.
If you obey him. Verse 4 says, the fruit of your womb will be blessed, and the crops of your land, and the young of your livestock, and the calves of your herds, and the lambs of your flocks. Your provision is going to be blessed. Your basket and your kneading trough will be blessed. Right? You will be blessed when you come in, and you'll be blessed when you go out. Because the blessing's on you.
That's right.
The blessing's on you and your obedience. Rest assured, listen, you can be confident that the Lord loves you. He wants to open doors for you of opportunity. And so you don't have to wonder. Listen, you're marked by God. And so when you go to work and you go into that place of business, hey, the blessing of the Lord is upon you. And Nehemiah said, because of the gracious hand of the Lord was upon me, the king granted my request. Don't be surprised when doors get open on you, you know, for you. It says the Lord will grant that the enemies who rise up against you will be defeated before you. They will come at you from one direction, but flee from you in seven. Mm. We're talking about the blessing of the Lord upon your life. The Lord will send the blessing. He will send the blessing. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants the blessing. Well, listen, the very first part of this is if you fully obey the Lord and carefully follow his commands I give you today, right? Mm-hmm. The Lord will send the blessing on your barns and everything you put your hand to do. Think about that. God is so good, man. He's so good. Everything you put your hands to do, he will bless. Then the Lord your God will bless you in the land he is giving you. And God opens up doors for you. He brings you into a space. If you start taking credit for everything that God brings to your life, then where was God in all that? Mm-hmm. When we start recognizing and understand that this job, you know, this promotion, this opportunity, this favor is all from the hand of the Lord. It says the Lord will establish you as his holy people, as he promised you on oath, if you keep the commands the Lord your God he's given you and walk in his ways. Then all the people on the earth will see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they will fear you. The blessing of God and the favor of God points others to say, who are you serving? How did you get that favor? How did you get that promotion? This just doesn't happen. How did you get that home for half off? How did you get those vehicles? What happened?
Right.
It's just the blessing of the Lord. We serve God, and he just takes care of us, right?
That's right.
Then the Lord will grant you abundant prosperity. in the fruit of your womb, the young of your livestock, and the crops of your ground in the land he swore to your forefathers to give you. Now check this out in verse 12. The Lord will open the heavens, the storehouse of his bounty, to send rain on your land in season and to bless all the work of your hands. Listen, God is going to open the heavens. There's an open heaven above your life when you give your life to the Lord, when you live according to his ways, when you abide in him and he abides in you. You're walking under an open heaven. That means, hey, blessings come down and you walk in divine favor. Every day is an adventure when you're walking in obedience to the Lord, because he's looking for ways to bless you and to bring you into a spacious land. You're his son. You're his daughter. And when you understand that everything you do glorifies him and you're faithful in it, then God says, I want to give them more space. They're going to glorify me some more. I'm going to give them more promotion. They're going to glorify me some more. They're going to do greater things for me. I'm going to give them more. Let me tell you something. There is a secret. There is a secret. There's a secret to living a blessed life. And the key to unlocking all the blessings of the Lord, the key to opening the favor of the Lord in your life, is to simply first give Jesus your whole entire life. Give your life to him. But when you do that, you live a life of obedience. You position yourself. You position yourself to read his word and to follow what his word says. And when you make him the Lord, the boss of your life, and you follow him in all these ways, God will surely bless you. He'll lift you up, and you'll have great opportunity to glorify him and make his name famous.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. We'll be right back.